This TFMR podcast is brought to you by your friends at JM Bullion. Visit jmbullion.com for all your gold and silver bullion needs. Well, greetings once again to everybody out at TFMR. Hey, guess what? It's time for another one of those special podcasts. You know, we like to do, it seems like, I don't know, maybe once a quarter or so. If you've been around here for a while, you know that I've been friends with a guy by the name of Dan Amadouri for about, I don't know, 6 or 7 years now. And about once a quarter, Dan will reach out to me and say, hey, Craig, here's a company that I wish you'd take a look at. It might appeal to the people on your side. It might appeal, you know, to every place where a podcast can go from there. Would you consider this? Would you consider talking to somebody from the company? And Dan reached out to me about a week ago. I started sniffing around. And I thought, this looks like a pretty cool deal, something that at least deserves your attention, your own due diligence, and see if it's something that might be attractive to you in your investment portfolio. So the company in question was called Sandspring. It just recently changed its name to Gold X Mining Corp. I've got on the line with me a gentleman who's on their strategic advisory board. His name is Brian Pace Braga. And I think Brian could give us a lot of details about what makes this such a unique and compelling story. Brian, thank you for taking a couple minutes.
Thank you so much for having me, Craig. I'm happy to be here.
Dude, I think I want to dive in and I want to talk about just the incredible possibilities and I guess the rationale for this and what makes it, I think, a compelling story. But I want to start with you because people are like, well, who the heck is Brian Pace Braga? I don't know this cat. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Name right. Yeah. No, I'm happy to. So my background is one of a pretty passionate entrepreneur. So the last company that I was the founder and CEO of that I started in 2015 was a company called Lithium X Energy. That company was focused on natural resources and really getting behind what was and is still a very big trend in the battery metal space. It was a company that we took public on the TSX Venture, which is where GoldX trades today. And from a $3 million market cap to a $265 million cash sale in 2.5 years was the basis and the formation really of my next step in my career, which was taking a large position in Sandspring, which is now renamed and rebranded GoldX. I purchased about 6% of the company this summer. And the reason I did that and joined on the strategic advisory board with my partner from Lithium X, a gentleman by the name of Paul Matizic, who has sold his last five companies for almost $3 billion of shareholder value, is we saw a great opportunity in this gold environment that we think has just started. And another major shareholder of this company with just under 10% ownership is Frank Chustra, who I think coined it pretty well, as he thinks that this is the last and final real leg to the gold bull market that started in the early 2000s, really based around easing of monetary policy around the world and just increased volatility in the world and a pretty tired bull market in the equity markets in the U.S. And why we all love it, why we've all come around GoldX with quite a bit of experience around the table and passion to create companies and create value is GoldX owns the Toro Peru project in Guyana. And Guyana in and of itself as a country is going through a generational value creation moment based on the offshore oil fields that have been discovered by ExxonMobil and Hess Corporation. And what Toro Peru is, that is owned by GoldX is, a 10 million ounce gold deposit with about 40% of that being in reserves. It's had a lot of money spent, over $100 million spent delineating it over 20 years. And we believe that this is the time where in this gold environment of between $1,450 and $1,550, it exists. You know, we really feel fortunate it exists for us to come in, take a big position, and really reveal the value that this asset has. And I think it's worth mentioning that in the past 2 weeks, both Detour Gold, which was about a 15 million ounce deposit in Canada, was taken out, or it has an offer on the table for $6 billion. Right. And then just today, actually, Continental Gold, in an all-cash deal from Zijin Mining out of China, was offered $1.4 billion, and that's a 10 million ounce deposit. So I think what you're starting to see, and was part of our thesis and my investment in the summer, is as this gold price has moved from around $1,200 to really seeing a stable price range between $1,450 and $1,550, and I believe only probably going higher, you've got the big deposits early in this cycle starting to get picked off. And I think Goldex in the project that we own in Guyana has put itself themselves and ourselves as shareholders in a great position to create a lot of value.
Yeah, you definitely caught what that's what caught my eye, I guess is what I'm saying. You spelled it out. I mean, your previous company was in lithium, and obviously that worked out pretty well, as you said. And I think you've laid out the rationale for why now you're looking at gold as this next potential. I mean, can maybe go over that again, I guess, Brian, about the parallels between what you've seen before, you know, the growth of the lithium market, what potential that had, and now where you see where gold is and how that all kind of lines up together.
Yeah, I'm happy to. So when we were putting together the thesis, for the investment thesis for lithium back in 2015, it was very obvious that Elon Musk was moving forward, and he was a great proponent of the entire battery boom. And if you remember those days, that was when he was building the Gigafactory in Nevada.
Yeah.
And he had about 500,000 pre-orders. I think that was 2016, if I'm not mistaken, for his Model 3. And there was just this dramatic shift that was quite obvious in what I tried to put together, a company that gave investors a great exposure to the lithium market, that if we were right on this trend that Elon Musk was spearheading and championing in the U.S., that BYD out of China was championing in China, and that if other automakers would follow, that what would be a great way for investors to get exposure and create a lot of value. So LithiumX was formed, and we staked, we bought staked ground in Clayton Valley, Nevada from a project generator. And then we went actually down to South America, to Argentina, and purchased a proven deposit, not unlike Toro Peru, that had lots of money spent on it. Was a great deposit at a stage where we could come in and we saw value. We could advance the project by getting permits to move it along the value chain, and by starting that company at 15 cents a share, we raised money at 30 cents a share, $1.02 a share, $1.65, $1.90, and we sold it for $2.61 within 2.5 years. Very proud of the value that was created for the company.
Yeah.
And it was great. But I see very similar things happening right now in the gold space, whereby, and again, their thesis is starting to play out quite quickly, that because there's been such a bear market in the precious metal space now, really for almost 8 years. If you can remember, 2011 was the last time that gold really had its run to 1900. And since then has really just been consolidating around $1,000 to $1,200 an ounce. And now just recently this year has popped its head up over $1,450. And I think what is happening is that we are just due for another precious metal run based on kind of almost a 10-year cycle now ending. And what happens during those bear markets is the large corporations, the Newmonts and the Barricks, they tighten up. They don't spend much money on exploration. There's not a lot of new deposits found. All the exploration companies don't have a lot of access to capital because investors aren't getting rewarded. And development assets like Toro Peru, which is owned by Goldex, they kind of go into kind of no man's land. And the reason for that is just a lack of capital to the space. You know, everyone's been distracted,
right,
as investors with the FANGs in the U.S. and with, you know, private technology companies. And it just seems like the capital flow is just starting to get into the precious metal space. You've got guys like Ray Dalio, you know, legends of the industry, calling a gold run. And why we chose Goldex was we felt with our own capital, what was the best leverage that we could find in an asset that is got size, that would move the meter for many, many different purchasers, and that was in a country that was safe. And Guyana is an English-speaking country with British law in South America. And it's a country that actually Paul Matysik has had experience in the past. He actually lived down there. And it's an asset in a country that we felt, here's a great opportunity with the asset trading at around $5 US an ounce in the ground, and our comparables trading around $60 to $70 an ounce in the ground, that what great leverage this asset would provide for ourselves and for the people that wanted to follow us again. It was for us, it was a deep value opportunity.
And help me again, Brian. Paul Matysik is a shareholder like you are. You said you own 6%. I would imagine Paul does.
I own 6. Yep. And Frank Giustra, who's actually one of the founders of Wheaton River, which became Goldcorp, and Goldcorp was actually just bought by Newmont earlier this year for $10 billion. He owns 8.5%. Grand Colombia, which is a mid-tier gold producer, owns about 21% of the company. So lots of insider alignment with shareholders, something that's very key for us. We like to put our money where our mouth is.
Yep.
And I mentioned previously, but I think it's worth with saying again that Paul, in particular, someone who I went to and call a very close friend, business partner, and has been a mentor of mine, and Lithium X would not have the success that it had without him. He's now sold his last 5 companies in the uranium space, the potash space, the lithium space, and the gold space for almost $3 billion of value created. So, and lots of experience in South America, as I mentioned. So, we really feel that we have a team with deep, deep experience and capital to advance this. And I think it's also worth mentioning that Wheaton Precious Metals, who's another partner of ours in this company, they have a commitment in place for just over $100 million of the CapEx, and Wheaton's somewhere around a $10 billion company, between $5 and $10 billion market cap company.
Right.
They also have a commitment in place. They're definitely good for it for just over $100 million of CapEx in return for a royalty. So I really in return for a stream. So we just feel like we're in the right environment with the right asset, with the right team. And as I think about, I'm an investor in different sectors. We've just checked a lot of the boxes.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned, that's exactly what I was going to say. In doing these interviews over the years and in doing my own research and building my own portfolio, it's always three things. You got to have the team that's done it before and knows what they're doing. You've got that. You got to be in the right jurisdiction, obviously. And as you said, Guyana is, in South America, it's fantastic with the rule of law and healthy economy and everything else that goes with it. But finally, you got to have the resource itself. And you mentioned this, but I want to go back to this again. Tell everybody about that Guyana, tomato, tomato. Tell everybody about that property, because this is obviously where it all hinges.
Yeah, happy to. So the project has been advanced and developed for 20 years now, and it's now at a point where there was a preliminary economic assessment done this year that outlined at $1,400 gold over a $600 million net present value. And at $1,500 gold is $760 million net present value. And it just shows that with $100 an ounce sensitivity to the upside, there's over $100 million of value creation. And that's what we love to see as investors, with being believers in a gold price moving up. That kind of leverage, that's what I talk about in leverage, is an asset that really starts to come into the money around these gold prices. And what happens is, as the price increases, I believe the price will increase now. And we're just due for the cycle, and just given everything that's happening in the world right now, and the negative interest rates in the euro. I mean, it's crazy. And, right. and so huge amount of value, and we're only trading at around a 50 million US valuation, right now. So like less than one tenth of NPV. Further to that, it's a 10 million ounce total resource deposit with, you know, around 40% of that being in reserves, 70% of it total being in measured and indicated, and then 3 million ounces are 30% in inferred. Like I said, you know, it's the right place at the right time with the right asset and the right people. And that's why, you know, I've made a significant investment myself into the company and joined on with Paul to be on the strategic advisory board.
All right, so let's kind of – I'm going to break out the slide rule here as we wrap up, though, Brian. Tell me if I'm doing the math right. That deal today for Continental was $1.4
billion? Correct, $1.4 billion cash.
And they have roughly 10 million ounces?
Correct.
Is that up 10 million that we know of for sure? I don't know the company.
Yeah, they're more advanced. They're actually in Colombia, so very close by Guyana. Okay. They're in Colombia in South America, so it's, you know, very analogous in terms of just region of the world, different country but very close by. They've got a great deposit, you know, 10 million ounces of high grade. But what it just shows is the value that can be created, and it is being created as we speak. With these larger deposits that are at very advanced stage. Pretty remarkable value creation.
So if they've got 10 million ounces, and let's just say, you know, you've got the four, let's just say it's only one more. So let's just say you've got five, just to keep it simple and lowball, you got five. If that 10 million is 1.4 billion next door, and you got 5 million, you would think that implies, doesn't it imply 700 million for you? I mean,
I totally see where you're going. The way I look at it is just based on the economic assessment that was done, you know, you get to that same number of around 700 million of NPV given current prices.
Yeah.
And again, not all deposits are made equal in different country, what it could be and the deep value that exists in Goldex today.
Right.
So, pretty remarkable. And you know, it's just serendipitous that you and I are on a call today that, this was announced today. Yeah.
And the current market cap of the company is what?
It's about 50 million US, Jeez. 70 million okay. so, Canadian.
All right. So I'm ballparking a lot of figures here, but I mean, to me, that's 14 times, 15 times, maybe more. And if the price of gold continues to go up, it's even more than that. And as you mentioned,
that's when it could really go. If gold goes, you know, to a lot of these experts, I was just watching Sean Boyd of Agnico Eagle. He's quoting a lot of the smart guys in the industry are quoting $2,000 gold and higher.
Right.
I mean, this is one of those deposits that has a ton of leverage to a rising gold price. So
and for a senior anybody that wants to expand their portfolio of resources, some of the low hanging fruit is getting picked off, like you said.
Exactly.
It leaves. I don't want to say a bidding war, but it's just harder. It's going to get harder and harder to find properties like what you have, and so it makes it even more attractive, I would think.
It does, yeah. And like I said, the bear market in these last 8 years has been very real. A lack of capital being spent on new assets. That's what compounds the effect of the value creation for these bigger deposits.
Yeah.
Because you've just had a lack of capital in the space. All capital has been distracted by other opportunities that have really created a lot of wealth.
Yep.
But you know, our bet is lots of value is created when everyone's looking the other way. You know, and it's worked for me in my life, not just Lithium X, but other ventures that have created a lot of value. It's there, but it, you know, it's sometimes hard to make that step. But when you do and it works out, you know, there's extraordinary value created.
Brian, any other short-term catalysts, things we want to keep an eye on here in the weeks and months ahead?
Yeah, I think the important one really for next year, outside of this gold price, you know, going, I believe, higher. Permits is a big one. So getting permits is going to be a key factor to unlocking value and showing whether it's us that advanced the project or another buyer, just showing that the government's on side and the country's on side. So that's a big one. And other than that, you know, this project's been really well delineated over 20 years and with lots of money spent on it. So, you know, we're in a fortuitous position, which the company's very well cashed up. It's just been rebranded and the new symbol came on today. So, our job is just to get out there and tell the story. And like I said, get the permits and, I think just start to get the right eyeballs on the story.
Hit me with those symbols, Brian, so that people can start doing their own research or homework and decide if it's something for them.
Yeah, so in Canada, the company trades under the symbol GLDX, and in the U.S. is SSPXF.
Sam, Paul, X-Ray, Frank.
Correct.
And I love the symbol in Canada. I mean, people know about the GLD, the ETF, so you just put an X on the end.
Yeah, and thank you. And our whole message is that X, if you can think about that X as being, an exponential growth, and that's where the leverage is in the opportunity, is having a big deposit that's got lots of leverage to gold. That X is really an exponential return potential.
Fantastic. I got to tell you, my friend, I can't wait to add it to my portfolio. I've got a couple of them now that I think just look tremendous and are potential takeover candidates, things I'm really excited about. But man, as soon as I found out about this one and in talking to you and finding out more, I'm going to make sure I add some too. Maybe I'll run into you at the annual shareholder meeting. That'd be fun.
Yeah, I'd love that. I'd love that. And I appreciate your time, Craig, and your interest. And I'm thankful to Dan for making the introduction.
Absolutely, Brian. Thank you so much. Again, we were speaking with Brian Pace Brega. He is with Gold X Mining Corp. GLDX is the symbol up in Canada, SSPXF, the symbol down here in the States. Take a look. I think you might find that something that might merit a good hard look and see if you should include it in your portfolio. Brian, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Craig.
And from all of us at TFMR, thank you for listening. I appreciate it.